The Life Corps, Little Children, Stage 1, 15 to 18.
Atatta e toche, kli ayo, sinti, sangama, sishi.
Translated into Burmese from English.
Ainling bada ma, Myanmar bada tu, bian su ta chin.
By Paul Bucknell.
William bada bian su ta di.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Payatikini, Tamatiago, Musetidusito, Tolo Pichin.
I want to go through the three stages and describe what happens at those stages.
So, the man, Major, a sapubido, a bejon chito, a chito, a sent thompson, she bureau, and a sent chin to coaching, she then will lama pite.
There is much to say, but I will just begin. let me pray as we begin.
Sit down, y'all.
Lord, thank you for calling us into your family. Help us to be more like Jesus. Give us understanding, Lord, of each of these three stages that we can grow and help others to grow. We pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. So let's talk about the child. What happens with a young baby, that little child? Now, to understand the spiritual side, we got to go back to the physical.
Yeah.
So each of us start our own spiritual life as a baby. Now, birth is a spiritual marker, new life. You know, it starts.
So, mui pore, so ra ga wing ye ya ma, mat ta ta khu, a sa pyu ni bi, so ra go paw pya da.
So you can have a seed but not have new life.
Ni ma myu so ro si, myu si ro si de, atit taw tat ta ma si da le phit nai de.
You have the promise of new life.
Da ba me, myu si pain sai bi so no, atit taw tat ta twa phaya si gadi pyu bi da phit de.
But just like a physical seed, when you have water and you touch the seed with it, The hard coat softens. The hard outside of the seed softens. And from that comes a plant or spiritual life. So one of the first things it says in John 16 is that when the Spirit comes, He convicts us of our sin, takes away our hardness, and helps us to see our sin. And just like with the seed that grows, I'm talking about seeds here, but as a baby, when it's born, you know, you have a lot of life signs. So everyone begins that way, and as a babe, you have special needs.
So and
so we know there's developments. They can't use their legs in the beginning. But then they'll start crawling, and then sitting, and their neck gets stronger. And then, you know, they start walking, and then parents get excited. But that's just outside on the legs, but really inside there's much development, even with the eyes, the hearing. And so there's many developments physically, but also spiritually.
When
a baby's a baby, you don't take them to the park. You have to hold them and care for them. But that's the first thing I want to mention. Do you realize that a baby needs personal attention?
So, kayu pu pi lo kayu sai chain go tu ka lo at de
so the mother feeds the baby very close intimate
so amega tu khle go anik kat song ta nya ma tha pi lo saung shao wa de
looking at the baby's eyes
khle yo de chain lo mya long o chi ya de ba mya hma yo na shi da la
looking when the baby will start smiling
tu be chu ma ji ma le o chi da
and maybe start making sounds.
Wa atan belo pyo ma le saung ni da.
Now all the time the mother, usually the mother, dad, they smile and so the baby is smiling back.
So me ba ga pyo pya ro khali ya pyo pya pyan de.
And when the baby smiles the mother is warm and the child says, "Oh, that's good. I should do that more."
So khali le ya le ame atro yi pya ro yi tat la de kha ma. မိဘကအရင်ဝန်တာပြီးတော့စိတ်အနှွေးထွေးသွားတယ်အဲကလေးလေးကမျက်လုံးနဲ့တင်လာတော့ငါအမေကငါယူပြုံးလိုက်သူဝန်တာတာပဲငါတစ်ခါထပ်လို့ကောင်းပဲတော်တော်တဖြည်းဖြည်းတင်လာတာမြန်မြန်ရည်လေးလေး
The baby is learning the basics of love how to respond
ဆရာကလေးလေးရောက်ကဘာစတင်တာစဉ်လူတဦးကိုဘယ်လိုပြန်တုတ်ပြန်မလဲမေတ္တာဘယ်လိုပြန်မလဲဆိုတော့သူကစတင်နေတ
ယ် If you just take the baby and put it over thereit's not going to be able to learn that interaction
a kalingi tia ko yu pura dina ma to tha lai di chit chit mitta de belo ma to tin tin lo ya ma paw
sadly some orphanages they just take 50 babies put them in a room all day no one holds them no one cares for them no one smiles
ta yo ta chu mi ba me khle de sin de 50 a yak tia law ko tha pura tin ya ma pong cha pa lai de belo ma mitta ma pya raw bu di khle de ya belo lo chit chit mitta tin nai ma le
so those children grow with problems and develop
a khle de ya chi thwa la de khan ma pyatana yin ne chi thwa ni da phit de
and if the baby has a need
so khle ma lo a chit chit tin de
he starts crying
a sa ngo la raw ma phit ma le
and mommy comes and daddy and they say oh all is well don't cry
ya ma ngo ba ne ba le so lo chho de
And so you help the baby, you care for the baby.
So the cleaning is so that children of my body in there, ta yue bu bu bro can you say me de.
And so this is gives us a lot of insight in spiritual life.
The
new believer has a lot of things to learn, very basics.
So the young chito atte khasa ka amyai ma tin nai de bo bro tu ye lo a chat de da chi khan le ni phit de.
And it's best learned with an individual.
တို့တင်တဲ့အခါမှာယုံကြည်သူအစ်စ်လေးကဆိုရင်အများရဲ့အတူတတိုင်းတင်ပေးတာထက်ပေါ့နော်အနည်းကတအူးချင်းတင်ပေးရင်သူ့အတွက်ပူလွယ်တယ
် So God gave the milk to mothers to help care for the baby
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ကလေးတငယ်လေးကိုစောင့်ရှောက်ဖို့ရဘုရားသခင်ကမိခင်ကိုဖြန့်စင်ပေးထားတယ
် Guaranteeing
တဲ့နေ့ကစောင့်ရှောက်ပေးတယ်
Guaranteeing that close relationship
ဒီကလေးငယ်အတွက်လုံခြုံမှုကိုစိတ်ချရအောင်မိဘကိုဘုရားကပြင်ဆင်ပေးထား
တယ် Never think it's a waste of time to feed the baby. No. That is teaching and loving.
ဘသူကမှဒီကလေးငယ်လေးနဲ့အချိန်သုံးတာကအချိန်ဖြုန်းတယ်လို့မခံစားပါဘူး။မေတ္တာတရားကိုပြနေတဲ့အချိန်ဖြစ်တယ
်။ And that's why with new believers we want to specially simplify God's word, the gospel, and begin to teach them the basic teachings.
ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ယုံကြည်သူအစ်စ်လေးတွေကိုနှုတ်ကပတ်တော်အချီခံလေးကဆက်ရှိရှိလက်ရှိနဲ့တူးချင်းစီတော်ကောင်အနည်းစုနဲ့တော့ဖွဲ့စည်းပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်ကနှုတ်ကပတ်တော်ကိုမြများကျွေးပြီးတော့မေတ္တာတူးချင်းကိုပြရမှာ
I find you can have a class of new believers but make sure you meet with them individually also
ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်နေနဲ့အတန်းတင်တန်းပုံစံနဲ့အတန်းဖွဲ့ပြီးတော့အများအားလုံးတူတဲ့တခုတည်းတင်တန်းပို့ချတဲ့အချိန်ရှိကောင်းရှိမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တိုးချင်းစီတိုင်းတိုးချင်းအချိန်သုံးဖို့လည်းမမေ့ပါနဲ့ဆရာကြီးအနေနဲ့
So like for our church when we have an evangelistic service and maybe we have 20 30 people go forward
ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်အတင်းတော့မှာဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုမျိုးအစီအစဉ်ဆုမဲ့ဆိုရင်ဆရာ20 30လောက်ကြွေးချက်ထားရတယ
် We've already appointed and trained people to disciple them so they go forward too
ဆရာတဲ့တော့မှာအဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေချိန်သုံးပေးဖို့ဆရာအထုတ်ချို့ကိုရွေးချယ်ပြီးတော့ယုံကြည်သူအသက်ရှိလာတယ်။ဒီဆရာတယောက်တယောက်စီအဲ့လိုမျိုးယူပြီးတော့သင်ပေးတယ်
။ And they make an appointment. Oh, when can we meet?
So one person one new believer. ဘယ်နေ့မှာပြန်တွေ့ကြမလဲဆိုတော့တို့အချင်းချင်းလူတယောက်ကအများကြီးမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့တယောက်စီပဲရပြီးတော့အဲ့လိုချိန်ကြတယ
်။ You see, a baby, you don't put down and just leave there. You always have to be in contact with that baby.
ဆရာကလေးလေးတယောက်ကိုတနေရာမှာထားပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့အပြင်ကိုသွားတာမဟုတ်ဘူးကိုယ်နဲ့အနီးကဆုံးတနေရာမှာထားပြီးတော့အာကယူဆိုင်ဒီနေ့တကူရဲ့ဝိငင်တာသမီးအစ်စ်လေးတွေကိုလည်းကျွန်တော်တို့အနီးအနားမှာထားပြီးတော့အမေကသူ့မှာပါလိုအပ်နေတယ်ဘာဒုက္ခရောက်နေလဲအမေကဆောက်ရှောက်ဖို့လိုအပ်တယ်
But that baby will grow
And
it doesn't always want to be near mommy.
He
wants to go outside and
explore. And
sometimes the parent's heart is sad. Oh, he doesn't need me. But you don't want the child always to be a baby. First Peter 2:2 says this. Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. So we see several things here. First of all, we see that desire of the sign of new life. They long for pure milk of the word. It's true with all babies, physically and spiritually. And it's also true that new babies, physically or spiritual, all need that nutrition. And it's by that teaching of the simple God's word they grow in respect to salvation. Do you see how it all kind of works together there? It's a shame that the church spends so much time on evangelism but not on follow up or discipleship. May we be faithful caring for the new believers. So I recommend each of you have a plan to meet with new believers and train others to meet with new believers. New believers need individual attention. So you say, for example, I'm going to meet 6 times with a new believer. And then you think through, oh, we want to teach this, 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 this. But don't forget, it's a babe, so it's simple. It's simple.
It's
going over the gospel to confirm they understand the truth about Jesus and other things.
So the crypto yet the Maria would go John Nale Piro to a Yamato Chican O meet crypto pit yet to be G Twala Boga.
So in summary, the new believer is just like a little child. We need individual attention. And their focus is giving them the basic teachings so that they can grow to understand the love of God. Remember, they're learning the love of God, just like a new baby learns love from a mom and dad. Because Satan, and this brings a lot of questions, by the way, but Satan comes in and tries to trouble that new believer so they walk away from the faith. We'll get more into that tomorrow. I want to go on to the young stage. So the young stage, what's happening? If the baby needs that intimate love and care, what does a young believer need? What characterizes the young person? You're strong. You can run. You can go places by yourself. Now it's also a transition period. And they're learning to make their own decisions. Before, dad and mom were always with them. Now they got to go off to school by themselves.
And
mommy's eyes are tearing. Baby's going. But the child, yeah. So, what's happening with the young believers? It's very interesting when we look closely at the Word of God, what it says in 1 John 2:12-14. And I won't again go into that today, but it talks about the sword, that the young believer is an overcomer. They're learning to overcome temptation. They are strengthened by God's word. Now, it's a process. It's just like you don't grow from baby to adult. No, there's a process in between. If you look closely at 1 John 2:12-14, it's by God's word they grow so they can overcome temptation. And by temptation, I'm meaning they're trying to learn how they live not by their flesh, but by the Spirit. I gave an example earlier. Maybe you're jealous of someone, but now I'm learning to love those people. I used to worry, but now I'm learning to have God's peace. And so we're learning. I will say this, if you haven't been personally discipled, then it's easy to question God's love when you go through trouble times. Because it's during this young believer time, when you're going through troubles, is when you start learning God's grace and power. But if you didn't grow properly in the first stage and learn about God's love, every time you start going into trouble, you're going to go back and question, does God love me?
Of
course God loves you. But you question it. You don't believe it. You think he's like a witch doctor making everything smooth in your life. No. He loves you and brings you through these trials to show how much he helps you.
Verse 13 and 14
of 1 John 2. I've written to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you overcome the evil.
Lo biuro tenno sima chano yi de tenno de phaya nokapat do tha o kain le
At first he thinks I'm weak. But as he grows strong in the word of God, he says, hey, I can do that. I don't need to worry anymore. God's going to provide. It says that in God's word. Jesus showed me how to trust God. I don't need to worry, God. You take care of me. You see the difference between doubt and faith. And so the young believer stage is characterized by the word of God getting strong. And so that you can overcome. You have defeated the evil one. No one can stop you from growing. I have another resource that goes through and shows you how to overcome those temptations. Yeah, and you can talk to Pastor Richard, and he has that resource if you have audio or
whatever.
So that, I think that's translated from like this, English into Burmese.
Audio or video.
Yeah. So instead of anxiety, we have peace. Instead of pride, we have humility. Instead of lust, we have contentment. Instead of anger, you have patience. Instead of depression or discouragement, you have hope. You see how it works? And you're learning these things. And this is the reason we don't put young believers in charge of ministry.
Okay?
Because Satan can come in and cause them to fall in one or more areas. And that's why the New Testament has standards for leaders. They're trying to assure there's maturity there so that they won't be easily hurt by the evil one. So godly living is one of our goals, that holy life coming up within us. How to overcome temptation, consistently let the Spirit of God lead us. And that's why I say one of the problems in a lot of churches is that Christians have not grown through this. Yes, they're a Christian. But maybe because of lust or pride. In a physical example, maybe their leg is broken. You know, when you have pride and you're a Christian, it doesn't work. You're having people look at you. You're doing things so people look at you. Ooh, not good. You should be doing it for God's glory and by His strength. Instead, you're doing it by your strength for your own self.
Oh.
A lot of Christian leaders, sometimes pastors don't have confidence that God can help you break all those temptations, but God can.
Second Peter 1:4.
For by these, by God's word, he has granted you to us his precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. You see, what has he given us? Promises. What kind of promises? Magnificent promises. Why did he give us these promises? That you might be partakers of the divine nature. Escape the corruption of our old nature. Very purpose, do you see? That's because that life force is the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying spirit that wants to get rid of our flesh and dependence on Him. One of the problems with young people, they also often want freedom without responsibility. The sign of maturity is that they accept the responsibility. So they need to be supervised until they learn that sense of responsibility. And so in the church, we work with those at that second stage to help them, give them faith to overcome. And where it's wrong to neglect a baby, it's also wrong to ignore the special needs of the young believers. Now that young believer might be 50 years old physically. But if they still have bad habits, you know they haven't grown. And so we start putting in their minds how God's going to grow them. But more on that tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to focus how to train others.
So, you know,
the spiritual battles are there, how I can grow spiritually. And I want to give you a promise here. I mean, I myself, you know, in the past, I always struggled with all those things I've mentioned. For each of us, the flesh is right there next to us. It's always got a claw trying to get our minds and our eyes. But when you learn how precious and wonderful God's ways are, when you learn that contentment is so much better than lust, and how God uses your patience more than your anger to get something done, all of a sudden your eyes will open up. You know, before, maybe as a husband or a wife, you yelled at each other.
Ah,
How else do you solve things in your marriage? You yell, you hit. No, not really. I hope not. But you learn patience and prayer and love. But you never learn that from your parents. That's not how they did it. But the Spirit of God will teach
you.
And then you see, wow, this is a wonderful marriage. You know, it's like, well, I'll talk. I'm trying to squeeze in an extra session on marriage here. And how it grows, okay? I'll stop talking. So this is why young people, even though they look like they are okay spiritually, I don't mean young people, I mean young believers. At whatever age, they need oversight, right? They need your faith because you know how to overcome worry. You can help them to overcome worry. But maybe you're saying, well, I don't know how to overcome worry. And I get a problem with pride. Well, maybe you're still in stage two here, right? But you know, that's your next lesson that God wants you to win. God wants you to bring you from victory to victory. I have three sons. We wrestle sometimes. Not so much anymore because they're bigger. But we wrestle. And the purpose is clear. Dad wants to get his son down. The son wants to get dad down.
Yeah.
So we struggle. But if I get him down, what happens? I don't want to do it anymore.
Yes, yes.
No. He gets up again. You struggle again. Don't give up. If you're down 10 times, get up the 11th. Learn what you need to learn, but you can win by God's grace. Because that's the life force, the Holy Spirit's working within you. You see, God is just so awesome and wonderful. Well, I want to go on and just talk about adults here before we close. The mature stage, stage three. Okay, so this is the stage where you never ends. Once a father, always a father. So don't look at the third stage as if, oh, I'm mature. No, 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 no. We are growing within that maturity. We are not focused on what God's done through us. We're focused on what God has yet for us. So this stage begins when you start taking responsibility. You're sharing the gospel. You're discipling others.
So
and many of you are doing this. In Ephesians
4:13.
Ephesians 4:13. Notice the goal. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. You see, when do we begin to resemble Christ? It's when we put off ourselves and the Spirit lives through our lives. When does a church grow to maturity? When all the believers be more and more like Christ? To a mature man, it says. And Jesus, when people come to know you, they see Jesus' love. So this is normal. This is maturity. This is where our churches need to go toward. You understand?
Yeah.
And so this becomes the vision for us of where we need to be. And where others need to be. We are not thinking that way critically or pridefully, no. But where we see people can still grow, we just care for them, we pray for them, we help them with advice. Fathers in our physical family should be ones who have oversight and care for all the members of the family. I don't know what your concept of father is. My father wasn't a believer. He didn't talk much. I had to call him. He never would call me. But I learned to love him. Yeah. But it also revealed to me, a good father is one who cares and pays attention to the needs of his children. And as I have many children that are growing, my youngest child now is 16. I have 8 children, and the oldest, I think, is about
38.
And so some are getting married, many life changes. So I'm learning how to be a father.
Oh.
And every child's so different. So it's not like you do one and it's all the same.
No.
Everyone's so different and unique. So leadership follows this stage, the mature stage, right? If father is a leader, a good father, and a leader means you actually care for them and you're providing that oversight. And so if you're a pastor or leader or whatever, you have to care for those around you. So the mature believer is more described as having seen the love of God and trust God.
So
Learn to overcome temptations by God's word. Of course, there's still temptations. Now, the young believer's life is like this. That's because they take their eyes off Christ. But for the Father, for mature believers, God takes them through special crises. It's like you go to a branch of a fruit tree and you cut it off. You prune it. And part of your life, oh wow, what happened? But you're still learning, God still loves you. I remember when God called me into this ministry. One of the ways he did that. I was just reading a book. I was leading Bible studies and I was doing them also. And it says, oh, do you want God's best for your life? And I say, oh, yeah. But then I stepped back and I said, what do you mean? Because I know if you want to get, you got to give. If you want to get, you must give. And so I started thinking, and the next question was, well, what are the things you love the most? Well, at that point, I really liked the constant income. And I loved the opportunity, a good church I could preach and teach. I like those things. That makes me so comfortable, so secure. And so he said, well, if you want God's best, are you willing to give those things to God? What if he takes them away, you know? But if he took them away, would it be better? But it has to be better, right? But how can it be better? So I wrestle with him, right?
So
in the end, I said, okay.
Now so maro hobby. Piao benga switch it out, Molo. Piao you must.
And so from that time on, God started bringing some changes and was calling me out from the pastorate. About 8 months later, I wasn't pastoring, no more teaching. No more income. I had seven children then. About 2 months later, God wasn't leading me to go look for another pastorate. I could, but he wasn't leading me that way. One Saturday morning, I knelt down on the floor. I started crying, God, how are you
going to
take care of me? And that's where he born this ministry I'm now involved in.
ကျန်းစာစာပေးအခုတင်တာပေးတဲ့အမှုတော်ဟာအဲ့ကနေစမွေးပွားလာတာဖြစ်တယ်
He's taken care of us for 17 years.
Now,
sometimes we don't have anything. It's
okay.
But he provides at the right time.
And
God's given me many opportunities to teach.
A few months back,
I was in Nigeria teaching.
So, you
know, it's wonderful that God keeps helping us to grow in our own lives.
So, and that's
why I say God gives us things like this. it's a way He's training me. He has something better, and I can trust His love. So we have a cycle here that we're talking about.
So you
have a new believer.
They're
growing. Learning through God's word to be
strong.
And then they grow to maturity.
And they're
helping the little ones.
And
they're going to grow up.
And then they're
going to mature.
And
then they're going to care for new believers
and young believers.
Do you see where you need to be?
We're
always growing, even if we're mature believers. But when you have this life force coming up within, you know God wants to bear more fruit from your lives. So there's that sense of responsiveness. We need to respond to the Lord. We want more clarity of what He has for our
lives. And
as you grow, you have more focus. Oh, I can see why how God made me and trained me in these areas. I was talking to both these brothers and yesterday, and they were both talking how clear their focus is. I can see the maturity, you
see. And
that's good. And that's for every believer to grow to that sense of what God has for their
lives.
So thinking about our lives as a whole. Think of the book of Joshua. Joshua had a whole land to conquer. As much as he was successful, then the Israelites would have peace and be strong. But he had to do one battle at a time. But the book of Judges,
as
I explained already with Samson, I grieve over how if we neglect our
responsibilities.
maybe we don't forgive somebody.
ကျွန်တော်အဲ့ဒီအချိန်မှာပါဥပမာတစ်ခုပေးမယ်ဆိုရင်တဆုံတဦးတယောက်ကိုမခွန့်လွတ်နိုင်ခြင်းလေအဲ့ဒီတာဝန်မယူမှုပဲ
He doesn't deserve my forgiveness.
ဒီလိုကငါခွန့်လွတ်ဖို့ရမထိုက်တန်ပါဘူးငါမခွန့်လွတ်ချင်ဘူး
Don't let any hardness develop within you.
တဲ့အထဲမှာအဲ့ဒီဟိုနာကြီးချင်းတဆက်ကလေးမှကြီးထွားဖို့ရအခွင့်မပေးပါနဲ့
You were made for greater purposes.
ဒီဟာအဲ့ဒီလောက်နေတဲ့ဖခင်ကတင့်ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာမဟုတ်ဘူးဒီထက်သာရွေ့ကြီးမြတ်သောပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဖြစ်ဖို့ရရည်ရွယ်ပြီးတော့ဖခင်ကတင့်ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာ
You were made to forgive
တင့်ကိုတင်ဟာသူများကိုခွန်လွတ်ဖို့ရဖခင်ဖန်ဆင်းတ
ာ You were made to take the grace of God and Jesus and pass it on
ယေရှုခရစ်တော်မှာရှိတဲ့ဖခင်ရဲ့ကြီးစွာသောအယူပြီးတော့သူတပါးကိုလက်စစ်ကမ်းဖို့ဖခင်ကတင့်ကိုခေါ်တာ
Don't let the flesh grab hold of your heart
ဇာတိအရာဟာတင့်ကိုဆွေးပြီးတော့ဖိနေဖို့အခွင့်မပေးနဲ့
Don't let pride grab hold of your mind
မာနတရားတွေတင့်ကိုဖိနေဖို့ကွမပေးနဲ့
Oh you have something much greater for your life.
အဲ့ဒါတူရဲ့တာရဲ့ကြီးမြတ်တော်ရသင့်ဘဝအတွက်ဖျားပစ်စစ်ပေးထားတယ်
And I want you to run for the purpose that God made your life.
ဖျားရှာသင့်အသက်တာအတွက်ထားရှိထားသောရည်ရွယ်ချက်အတွက်စစ်ဆက်တိုးဖို့ကျွန်တော်ဖိတ်ခေါ်ခြင်းတယ
် Your full potential is right there.
ယနေ့သင့်အတွက်ဖျားရှင်ကအထူးတလည်းကြီးမားသောအရာကိုထားထားတာရှိတယ
် Every training every incident or difficulty all becomes training process for us
sibwa atatta ma phit pyet de aya takhu chin si tai ha tin atwet tin khan sa de phit de
as well as an opportunity to love
tin khan sa ma ka lo tu taba ko chip pho khot lo pho mitta tha bu akwet ye de phit de
so you don't know I don't know what's next right
အခုဒါတော့ကြုံတွေ့တမျှဒါမပြီးသေးဘူးနော်မနှက်ပြန်လေလာအောင်မဲ့တစ်ဖက်ကနေ့ရက်စဉ်တိုင်းမှာဖြစ်ပျက်တမျှအရာအားလုံးဟာအခွင့်အရေးအဖြစ်အသုံးချပါ
But I don't want you to make any exceptions for your life
နေ့ဘဝမှာငါကတော့ဒီလောက်ထိပဲယူပြီးတော့ဒါဒီလောက်တော့ငါမလုပ်ချင်ဘူးဆိုပြီးတော့ကိုယ့်ဟာတက်ကိုရွေးချယ်မနေပါနဲ့
Oh I love everybody but him or her Oh no no no
အားလုံးကိုချစ်ပါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ခိုလိုတဲ့ဒီလူကိုတော့ပူချစ်တယ်မလုပ်နဲ့
Yeah
Or what do I do with my spouse, my horrible spouse?
Ha, ngaye, ja ni ngaye meng ma ne ong a blo lo mla, jao sia kaung na meng ma ne yau ja lo the ong mla.
Or you getting grumpy or complaining about something?
Ta khu khu go tru ne ngin pwa pro chi che do ta thwat de ong mla.
It says in the scriptures do all things without mumbling and complaining.
Ja sa ga pyo de ni twa chi ma shi pe ne aya khat tin go phin kin so lo ba lo pyo de.
Do you have God's joy?
ဖျားရှဲငွမ်းမြောက်ငင်တက်ချင်နေတယ်မှာရှိသလား
Some people are like just
to the say po ပြီးတော့စိတ်ဆိုးနေတယ
် But why?
ဘာဖြစ်လို့လဲ
Can you? I know you face difficult circumstances.
ကျွန်တော်ဒါလူတိုင်းမှာပြဿနာမကြုံဘူးလေလို့မရှိဘူ
း So did your master Jesus Christ.
သင်ရဲ့တခင်ယေရှုလည်းကြုံဘူးပါတယ
် And did you see how he lived above his circumstances?
It is but when you actually at the upper man below yet ပြီးတော့ကြော်ဖြစ်လဲဆိုစဉ်းစားကြည့်
Tell the Spirit of God, come, break down all my complaining, break down my worries.
We're going to go, pick it up, we're going to go. You know, yeah, say so, chin, not chin, pick it up, pick it up.
Do you see a flower sometimes is coming up? The flower opens a little. A little more. But God's trying to have you open up all the way
ဖျားရှင်ကအားလုံးပွင့်မှတွေ့ရလှပတရားကိုတွေ့ရတာဖြစ်တယ
် and the fragrance that comes from it
တို့ရှိကတဲ့ထွက်လာတဲ့မွှေးစံတ်လေးတွေကို
and the glory of Christ is seen in it
ဖျားရှင်ရဲ့တကူတော်လည်းအဲ့မှာရှိတယ
် you see your life is not only what you do it's who you are
နေဟဘောအသက်တာဟာနေဘာလုပ်တယ်လဲဆိုတော့မဟုတ်ဘူးမင်းဟာဘယ်သူလဲဆိုတဲ့ပုံမှာကြီးချ
င် That's the seed that was planted in you to grow to fullness
နေဟဘယ်သူလဲဆိုတဲ့ချင်နေအထဲမှာအသက်ကိုလာဆိုင်တဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ကဝိညာဉ်အသက်ကိုလာဆိုင်တဲ့ဘုရားနဲ့တရတူတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဖြစ်နေတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဘုရားရဲ့တကူပွင့်ထွက်လာမှာဖြစ်တယ
် So we got a spiritual chart here three circles I usually make
ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်ဆက်ဝိုင်းတော့ဝယ်ချက်ဆက်ထားတဲ့အရာပေါ့နော်
flavor
အဆင့်၃ဆင့်
different things happen at each of those stages
it is a one ၃ခုချင်းစင်မှာဖြစ်ပြမတူဘူး
you want to clarify where you are
ကိုယ်ဟာနဲ့ကိုယ်ကဘယ်ညာမှာရှိမလဲလို့စဉ်းစားရမှာဖြစ်တယ
် and I just want to come back to that stage 1 remember about where you learn what
level ascent မှာကျွန်တော်ပါတယ်သင်ရတယ်
What is stage one? What are you learning? What are you learning in stage one? Did they say?
Smiling.
They're smiling, but yes, but what is the smiling? Behind the smiling?
Smiling. Love.
Love, yeah. When they receive love, they're learning to give love.
So now, America, a pair of America,
unless you've learned that, you can't grow through stage two.
So,
how do I know about God's love more? And let me give you a suggestion. For the next month, ask God to teach you about His love. As Ephesians 3 says, His magnificent, wonderful love. And pay attention. He wants you to know about His love in a wonderful way. He might take you through a special Bible study. He might take you through some
surprising experiences.
But if you don't know about God's love, then it's hard to give love. This will be at the source of your relationship with God so you can learn other things.
The question is if God really talked to believers and in what time and which way?
Okay. Does God talk to believers and at what time?
What way?
In what way?
In what time?
At what time? So let's go back to the example here. Okay. Does a mother or dad talk to his child?
Of course. Yes.
What is God's word? It's God's communication with us. It happens in many different ways. So when I was reading about Samson today, God put in my mind, I don't want to be like that. But He gave us the word that the Spirit will take it and bring impressions to our mind. And those impressions are His speaking, prompting us, giving us faith sometimes, warning us at other
times.
Remember we read from Peter about the magnificent promises of God's word. What's a promise? Does it ever bring comfort to you? Oh, yeah. My wife's favorite verse is one we read yesterday, where you mount up with wings like eagles. You run and won't get weary. Right? And so those promises is God bringing His truth, His knowledge to us so we can respond to Him. But there's different gifts and different ways that God works among His people. For example, maybe, and sometimes He gives me visions. Now that's not talking, but it's a picture He gives me.
All right.
Oh, okay. So it's teaching me something. Not everybody has
them.
So, and God speaks different ways to people. But don't get prideful over how God speaks with you one way and not with someone else. Oh, that's so wrong. Sometimes I want God to speak louder or more. And it's very quiet. I want God to speak. Help me, direct me. Don't worry. He will always speak if he needs to. If you worry, you're being distracted by the evil one. I would just say, slow down. Remember the life force. Stay close to the Lord. Think about His word. Yeah. And at times He will speak. And sometimes in the scripture says, cry out to God. So I gave an example. I was desperate. I cried out to God. And right away, for 2 months, he wasn't speaking. Right away, all of a sudden, he brings a vision in my mind of what he wants. You see, sometimes not speaking, he's trying to see if we really desire him. By being quiet, sometimes he's testing, what is it that you really want? Give me more money, I build a big church. It's so easy to ask. But maybe he says, you don't even care for the people inside. And so he waits. And he's helping you to, oh yeah, maybe I should care for him. I need you to visit that person. And then you realize, like God, his vision, not so much for buildings. But it's the people of God is his temple. Make them strong. Your question has many answers to it. Yeah. And many others you can share also. You see, because I just one perspective, but there, I know God works many ways and speaks many
ways.
And so we started off by sharing two analogies. One is of the seed in life. God speaks through that. He speaks to his creation. The stages of life. He's speaking. He's communicating by the physical example he has. Let me just finish up here. And thank you for your questions. Seek the Lord, what he wants next for your life. So usually if you're at the bottom in the valley, you probably will be going up. So you're looking to God's promises and hope. So maybe whenever you're on the top of the mountain, maybe you're going, next path is going down. But God works through all of these circumstances for His glory. He's sovereign and He wants to bear fruit from your life. So at the back of your book, it's page 261, 260. We see those two, the pictures there, the graphics. Okay, so we see the graphics. And on the left, you see the arrow going up. And this arrow signifies the life force. Once God starts a new life, He has a whole future envisioned. And what we want to do is identify, yes, He's doing that in my life. It's God working in me. But we also, on the right side, we have three stages of growth. And so this is a growth analogy, how we grow at different stages. And as I said, tomorrow we'll look more how you train people in those stages. And when we put them together, it's a very powerful picture from nature about God's Spirit working in us to train others. So I'll use one example to close. Illustration. And so, say I'm going to meet up with a young believer. I find them worried about something. They're so worried they can't focus on other people. Maybe they stop sleeping at night. The first thing I want to do is start looking and seeing in their lives that life force. I want to look because I want to draw their attention to what God has already done in their lives. At the same time, I'm looking at Scripture and seeing what issue, what teaching that has to do with worry. The world does not know how to overcome worry. They consider it natural. And the medicines they give you only control it so it's not excessive. Jesus doesn't want you to worry. Because He said He'll take care of you. So I'm trying to identify, help that young believer realize He can overcome worry. through God's word.
အဲ့ဒီ အစဉ် ရှိတဲ့ အကြောင်း ကြည့်တို့ ဒီ ဒီ ဆူ ဤ မှု တွေ ပြည့်တနာ အကုန် လုံး သူ ကြော် လွှမ်း နိုင် တယ် ဆို တော့ ကျွန်တော်
And I can look back how God's spirit already brought him through some experiences that show how much he could trust God in different circumstances.
So through what the show lo lo ဒီ အစဉ် နှစ် ရောက် တဲ့ ချစ်တဲ့ အောင် ဘုရား ရှင် တွေ ပို့ဆောင် ပေး ခဲ့ တဲ့ အတွေ့ အကြုံ လေး တွေ ရှိ မှာ ပဲ သူ အရာ တွေ ကို ပြန် ချက် ပြတ် ပြီး တော့ သူ့ ကို နိယ မှန် မှာ ပြန် ပို့ ပေး ရ မှာ
And then I can say Look at God's word, how it can strengthen you. You can trust him, he'll take care of you here.
So the magic passion to copa to ye man gan ji na ji ba o ni bwa ta ta jan si ta wa tu ta won yu nai ne lo jano shin pya me.
The point is this, we don't create that peace. It's not because of our words we create peace. It's what the spirit is working within the person.
Jano na le ya ma ka ngain chan chin sait ngain tet chin ha jano ro ka phan ti da ma hoh bu jano sa ka long di lu ri ko ngain chan se da ma hoh ba ne bhaya shin win yin no ta go ka ta le lu ye sait ko tet taw tet ta ya ko pu saung pe dai da phit de so jano na le bu lo de
And so the spirit of God in us is trying to help us understand how the spirit of God is working in another.
ဘုရားရှင်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကျွန်တော်တို့မှာပိုင်ဆိုင်ထဲတဲ့အရာနဲ့ဘုရားရှင်ဝိညာဉ်တော်ကသူတို့တို့အဲ့လိုငြိမ်သက်ခြင်းကိုပြန်ပေးမှာဖြစ်တယ်။
And that's what we do when we are worrying. You know, we need to go back.
ဆိုရင်လာတဲ့ခါမှာအဲ့လိုပဲအမြဲတမ်းလုပ်ပါတယ်
။ Oh, I remember how he took care of me there and took care of me there.
ဘုရားရှင်ကငါတို့ကိုဒီနေ့ထိတဲ့အောင်ပို့ဆောင်ခဲ့ပြီးပြီပဲ။အတွေ့အကြုံအများကြီးရှိမှာပဲလိုတိုင်းမှာ
။ So I do have one more story and then I'll stop.
ကျွန်တော်နောက်တစ်ခုပြောမယ်။
It just reminds me I one time I was very poor at that time.
တနေ့တော့ကျွန်တော်အရင်ဆင်းရဲခြင်းကိုခံရတယ်.
But I trust God to take care of me.
ဒါပေမဲ့ကျွန်တော်ဘယ်တော့ပဲဆင်းရဲပြီးတော့ဘာမှမရှိတဲ့အချိန်မှာဘုရားကိုဆက်ယုံကြည်နေရုံပဲ.
And I was going to India and I needed a pair of sandals.
ကျွန်တော်ကအိန္ဒိယမှာသွားရမှာဖြစ်တယ်. ကျွန်တော်မှာဖန်တတ်မရှိဘူး.
Back where I live I don't usually use sandals.
အဟိုမှာကျအိမ်မှာလည်းတိတ်မသုံးဘူးဆိုတော့လေအခုခရီးထွက်တော့မယ်ဆိုတော့လူးနေပြီ.
But I know in India you need a good pair of sandals.
India ma yan pu de phanat ma pan chinaw de long ko ma.
But I didn't have one and I didn't have money to buy
them. Chinaw ma phanat ma shi bu, wai pu pa san ma shi bu.
So I prayed with our family, Lord, give me a pair of sandals.
Chinaw mit ta su su pro ko ro lo chinaw phanat lo chin de lo pe ba lo su taw nai.
I was at my father's at that time. He lived by Florida. He since has passed away.
Ele chung ma chinaw a phe ne le ni ne a phe Florida state ma bo no.
Yeah. And he lived right by the beach, so I would walk by the beach.
အဖေကကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုအဲ့ဒီကန့်ချီမှာခေါ်သွားပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်ကကန့်ချီပေါ်မှာတဲတွေပေါ်မှာဖဏတ်မပေါ်တဲ့လမ်းလျှောက်တယ
် And then I was walking and I found one sandal
အဲ့မှာလမ်းလျှောက်နေဖဏတ်တရံကိုကောက်မိလိုက်တယ
် And I was happy
ကျွန်တော်ရောဝတ်တာတော့ပြီ
By the way one sandal doesn't help does it
အဲ့ဒီဖဏတ်ကတရံမဲ့တစ်ဖက်မပါသေးဘူ
း But I was happy
ဒါတဖက်ပြတွေ့တာရောဝတ်တာနော
် And I picked it up and brought it home
ကျွန်တော်အဲ့ဒါယူပြီးတော့အိမ်ကိုယူလာတယ
် And I told my children
ကျွန်တော်ကလေးတွေကိုကျွန်တော်ပြောတယ
် And they were thinking
ကျွန်တော်စဉ်းစားတာပေါ့
The next day I walk and I found the other pair
ကျွန်တော်နောက်နေ့လမ်းတော့လျှောက်တော့လေနောက်တစ်ဖက်သွားတွေ့တာ
Oh
So I had a whole pair of good sandals. I was about a year ago I was talking to my son how God can take care of your needs.
So to know the blue period တနေ့မှာဘုရားရှင်ဒီဘယ်လောက်ထိကျွန်တော်သားရဲ့တက်တာပို့ဆောင်ပေးနိုင်လဲဆိုတာကိုရှင်းပြတယ
် I had forgotten all about the sandals.
ကျွန်တော်ကအဲ့ဒီဘဏအကြောင်းတွေအဲ့ဒီချုံကအကုန်မေ့ပြလိုက်မသိဘူ
း But he said, "Oh, I know God can take care of us. I remember when you prayed for the sandals."
Talia ပြန်ပြောတယ်။အာအဖေတိတာဗောဘုရားရှင်ကျွန်တော်ကိုဘယ်လိုပြနိုင်တယ်တိတာ။အဖေတို့ဟိုတော့အဖေပါဖဏတ်မရှိလို့မိသားစုဆူတောင်းတော့ဘယ်လိုရလဲဆိုတာကောင်းကောင်းတိတာဗောလေ။
Yeah. But you see, he had an experience. You didn't have that experience, but my son saw that happen.
So နင်တို့ကမတွေ့ဘူးတော့ငါအသားကအဆဆုံးမျက်စိနဲ့တွေ့ရတာတော့ကြောင့်
So God will bring special needs so you cry out to him
ni ashi ma lo ache chichin ma ma shi la de kha ma su yin chin a yin ma la ba ne tha ro phaya thake ma o ba
and you will experience his provision
phaya shin ga ba lo thauk pat pe de le so tit myet lo ne pi pye myin ya ma phit de
and as you pray with others others will see how God provides
and is so ko ta cha yong chi de na taung lo wa ro ni ta yak the ma ro ta cha yong chi do ba phaya ni ba lo pin sin pye na thru myet lo ne thru le myin ya ma
This is our great God.
And it's not just that the Father can bow.
Don't miss one opportunity to make the trial a praise time.
And the thing that God sees you doing, the Father will change one poor acquaintance, my soul, soul, soul.
Amen.
The needs mean that God wants to provide.
လူအပ်တယ်ဆိုတာဖခင်ကြီးထောက်ပံ့ခြင်းလို့ဖြစ်တယ
် but in his way in his time
ဒါပေမဲ့ဖခင်ရဲ့အချိန်နဲ့ဖခင်ရဲ့နိလမ်းလေးတော့နားလည်ဖို့လိုမယ
် let's close and pray
ဆုတောင်းခြင်းဖြင့်ဆုံးသတ်ရအောင်
Lord we thank you so much that you are the God of all love
ကိုယ်တော်ယုံကြည်သူတာသမီများအားလုံးလူတိုင်းအတွက်ဖခင်ကောင်းဖြစ်တော်ကြောင့်ယေရှုတင်နေ
When you born us you born us in love that we could grow and grow in Christ likeness
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဝိညာဉ်၌မွေးဖွားပေးတဲ့အခါမေတ္တာနဲ့မွေးဖွားတော်ကြောင့်ယေရှုတင်နေထိုမေတ္တာဖြစ်ကြီးထွားတော်ခွင့်နဲ့ပေးတော်ကြောင့်ယေရှုတင်နေ
Now each of us have so many stories we can tell about your love
ဒီမှာရှိတော့တူချင်းစီတိုင်းမှာတဲ့သူမေတ္တာတရားကိုပြောလို့မကုန်အောင်ရှိကြပါ၏
But true sometimes we forget
ချိန်ပါများစွာသူမေတ္တာတရားကိုကျွန်တော်မေ့တတ်တဲ့အချိန်ရှိပါတယ
် Oh Lord free us to always respond and trust you
ကိုရောကိုတုံဂျုံချင်းချင်းဖြစ်ပြန်လဲတုံပြန်ဖို့ရဲ့မေ့တဲ့အချိန်အတွက်ကိုရောကျွန်တော်အခေါ်တော့ပါ
That your glorious gifts and purpose might be accomplished in all of our lives
ကျွန်တော်အသက်တာအသေးသေးမှာကိုရောရဲ့အကျင့်စီတော်တကူတော်ပြေဆုံးစေမယ့်အကြောင်းမဆပေးပါ
And right now Lord in the name of Jesus when there's a special need here we pray that you would provide
ဒီမှာရှိတော်သူတဦးချင်းစီတိုင်းမှာလည်းလိုအပ်ချက်အသေးသေးရှိမှဖြစ်တယ်ထို့လိုအပ်ချက်တွေကိုလည်းဘုရားရှင်ပြင်ဆင်ပေးပ
ါ You are the great provider
ကိုယ်တော်ဒီကြီးမြတ်သောဘုရားရှင်အရာခတ်သိမ်းကိုတတ်ကြွတော်ဘုရ
ား Hear our prayers O Lord
ကျွန်တော်ဆုတောင်းတာကိုနားငောင်းတော်မူပ
ါ And let us all the more relish and be thankful for the way you care for us
ကျွန်တော်အကယူဆိုင်ရှောက်တော့အရာတွေအလုံးအတွက်ကိုရောကိုကျေးဇူးတင်တတ်တ
ာစေတငေရှင်ဝင်ငယ်ထွေးပ
ါ This concludes this message on the life core
ဤအရာဒီဘဝအတ္တအိတော့ချက်နေကုန်ဖြစ်ပါသည
် Translated into Burmese from English
အင်္ဂလိပ်ဘာသာမှမြန်မာဘာသာသို့ပြန်ဆိုထားခြင်း
By Paul Bucknell
William Bada Pinsuta di
produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom www.foundationsforfreedom.net releasing God's truth to a new generation
ဖျားတခင်နဲ့တမန်တော်ကိုမြို့ဆက်တစ်တို့စီတို့ထုတ်လွှတ်ပေးခြင်း